email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Paul's been on. Can you wish my husband Mark Casey a very happy Valentine's Day? He's a truck driver on the road. He had a bad start to today, but we love him loads. From Paula, Alfie and Lucky the dog. Right. There you go. Happy Valentine's Day, Mark. I hope your day has improved. Today, through music and news and your memories, we're remembering 1983. You can be involved. 51551 0870 32 32 32. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome to 1983. Oh, what happened? Well, holy God, we got a new rural drama on the telly. A supersonic plane landed in Dublin. So too did an American president. A horse and a businessman were kidnapped, and Naas, County Kildare, was bypassed. It was very big news at the time, I can guarantee you. And this was a hit for Laura Branigan, Gloria.
Gloria, you're always on the run now, running after somebody. You gotta get him somehow. I think you got to slow him down before you start to blow it. I think you're headed for a breakdown, so be careful not to show it. You really don't remember, was it something that he said, all the voices in your head calling Gloria. Gloria.
Great song, Gloria. Remembering 1983 through news and music and, of course, your memories. 51551, WhatsApp messages to 0870 32 32 32. Joan Armatrading.
I'm right on target, my aim is straight. So you're in love, I say what of it? Things can change. And I wanna try some rearranging. I say, drop the pilot, try my balloon. Drop the monkey, smile my buffoon. Drop the wahoo, I'm the easy rider. Don't use your army to fight a losing battle. Hey. Animal, mineral, physical, spiritual. I'm the one you need, I'm the one you need.
Great hit for Joan Armatrading. And this was big for New Order. Blue Monday. New Order and Blue Monday, the best-selling 12-inch of all time. What's a 12-inch, Mammy? That was released in March of that year. In February, the 8th of February 1983, Epsom Derby winner Shergar, valued at £10 million, was kidnapped from Ballymanny Stud Farm just outside Newbridge in County Kildare. The stable groom Jim Fitzgerald, along with his wife and seven children, were held at gunpoint while thieves made away with the prize-winning horse. This report from Michael Fisher.
Two gunmen entered the stud around 9 o'clock last night. The stable groom, Mr. Jim Fitzgerald, and his family were held in a back room at gunpoint. The gunmen asked Mr. Fitzgerald where Shergar was boxed. They loaded the horse into a horse box they brought with them. Mr. Fitzgerald was forced to lie face down in the vehicle. He was released 4 hours later. The gunmen told him not to contact the Gardaí and that a ransom would be demanded for the safe return of the horse. Ballymoney Stud is owned by His Highness the Aga Khan.
Shergar's owner, Aga Khan, died earlier this month, and the mystery of Shergar still unsolved. The Beat, with their version of the Andy Williams classic, Can't Get Used to Losing You. Ah. This was huge in 1983 for Bob Marley and the Wailers. Buffalo Soldier.
Buffalo Soldier.
That's great. Yeah, reggae was big in 1983. UB40. Wasn't wine, it was champagne was the order of the day when the Concorde, the supersonic passenger airline, arrived in Dublin to bring passengers to Paris for the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. This is a report from Michael O'Brien.
Flight AF 4842 out of Dublin Airport this afternoon was, to say the least, a little bit out of the ordinary. It brought together a collection of VIPs, including an ambassador, a Lord Mayor and a government minister. And it brought the crowds flocking to Dublin Airport. They came to see Concorde's high-flying champagne special and those who flew in it. Destination Paris, and the object of it all, tomorrow's Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. It was the first time that Concorde made Dublin Airport its port of call. In 40 minutes, Concorde will be breaking the sound barrier high over Cork City to the clink of champagne glasses. And a trip, the cost of it, a modest £483, almost £1 a mile. But that includes hotel accommodation, race tickets, and the chance to pick the winner of Europe's richest race.
Doesn't sound that expensive. After a fatal crash in the year 2000, commercial service was suspended and revived in November of 2001. This is Yes. One hit wonder from 1983. Men Without Hats. Remember this? The safety dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
What do you say? young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say,
we can dance, we can dance. John has been on. I started my training as a psychiatric nurse in Epsom in Surrey in September of that year. I was 19. I remember it as if it was yesterday. That's John and Tremor. I got married on October 8th, 1983. It's my husband's birthday today. Happy birthday, Noel. That's from Anna Hutton and Carlo. I was at that U2 gig in Phoenix Park. And while you're on the subject of dads, Bono brought his dad on stage that night. Don't remember that, Jasper. Thanks for that. Now, let's have a look at the big screen and the movies that made all the money in 1983. At number 10, National Lampoon's Vacation. Tom Cruise was in Risky Business at 9. John Travolta, Staying Alive at 8. Mr. Mom starred Michael Keaton. At number 6, 007, played by Roger Moore in Octopussy. At number 5, War Games with Matthew Broderick. Trading Places, great movie. Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd and Jamie Lee Curtis at number 4. At number 3, Flashdance, Jennifer Beals. More about that in a moment. Tootsie, Dustin Hoffman, Sidney Pollack and Bill Murray is at number 2. And at number 1, Star Wars, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Hey! Back to number 3 we go.
Ah, yes.
Flashdance.
Cursed when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind.
Irene Cara, Flashdance. 1983, the year I got married. I was always a Rod Stewart fan and he was number one on my wedding day in July. For 3 weeks with Baby Jane, he was. That's Johnny Donegal. In 1983, my youngest daughter was born on the 26th of October. I can't believe she's going to be 42 and has three older sisters. That's Rita. So that was the big screen. On the small screen, this is big news, RTE aired the first episode of a new series called Glenroe. Yes, starring Mick Lally and Joe Lynch as Dinny and Miley Byrne. And it took up from where Bracken left off. And here's a little clip of Dinny and Miley having the chats as they did.
Will they make a cup of tea or what?
They can if you like. I'm going to town.
Well, hold on, I'll run you in.
We'll go to the estate agents. They might have something might suit.
No. We can do all that on Monday.
Well, what's wrong with today?
I've other business to attend to today.
Huh?
Look, why don't you be a good boy and stay here and watch the place?
Well, what other business?
Have to give me instructions to be bank manager.
Hey, there you go. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. The Irish RM started in 1983 as well. Ballymagash, an offshoot of Hall's Victoria Weekly, that started. Murphy's Micro Quizm was on a Sunday evening. And The Late Late Show broadcast live from New York for one of its episodes. All in 1983. There was a lot of big shoulder pads and big hair back in 1983.
Oh, yeah. You're too shy, shy. Hush, hush, I do I. Too shy.
That was Kajagoogoo, they're number one with Too Shy. Lionel Richie. Was at a party one night and the DJ had two copies of that and he played it literally all night long, just on loop. Great song. The package holiday was growing in popularity among Irish holidaymakers, and when they went away they brought stuff back. Raira, Italian duo, had a holiday hit with Vamos a la Playa. On the 14th of August 1983, Eamon Coughlan won the 5,000 metres gold at the World Athletics Championships in Helsinki. He won it by 1.67 seconds. And we take him home. Great commentary by Tony O'Donoghue. You're indestructible. Always believe it. You are gold. Like that you're bound to return. Something I could have learned. You're indestructible. Always believe it. Spandau Ballet. Gold or bold, depending on what age you are. So that was Eamon Coughlan in the rugby, the 89th Five Nations Championship Series is shared by France and Ireland. They finished on level points and no tie-break procedure existed back in 1983. Yannick Noah won the French Open in 1983. Liverpool won the Premier League. Kilkenny won the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final. They beat Cork. And Dublin and Galway battled it out. A 12-man Dublin team beats 14-man Galway in the All-Ireland Football. And this was the number one for KC and the Sunshine Band. Bring a smile to your face. Give it up from 1983. It was a great summer in 1983, but the Weather Girls were singing about rain. It's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining men, amen. I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet. It's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining. Yeah, if you're out dancing, you definitely would have been dancing to that. And if you're out dancing, you would have been sitting on the floor to this one. That's first with Rock the Boat. Now, in October of 1983, workers put the final touches to the first motorway in Ireland. The Naas motorway bypass became a familiar route for travellers from Dublin to the southwest of Ireland. Good news for drivers, as the proposed toll charges were abandoned by Kildare County Council. Charlie Bird reports on the new motorway.
The final touches to 3 years of work. Today, workmen were applying the last road markings before next Tuesday afternoon's official opening by the Taoiseach, Mr. Dick Spring. The Naas motorway bypass will soon become a familiar part of the main route from Dublin to the south and southwest of Ireland. Built at a cost of around £18 million, or just over £3 million for each mile of this five-mile stretch, the massive development has been completed a full year ahead of schedule. The project is being heralded as a milestone in the country's road construction programme. And for the hard-pressed commercial interests of Naas, it's expected to relieve the town of nearly 12,000 vehicles every day.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Or you'll end up where you came from like the rest of us. Digging. Oogle-deedle-daw. And don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. No, don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Mr. Murphy's afraid you'd make a claim if you take a fall. Oh.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
How's it going?
I remember my dad telling me that I was brought home from hospital after being born, 1983. I was asleep in the house while he shouted at the telly while the 12 Dublin Apostles won the All-Ireland football final. That's Paul. And Christy was singing on the radio. Don't forget your show. Men at Work. They're the number one with Down Under.
Travelling in a fried-out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder.
Great memory. Myself and Mary got married on the 10th of September 1983. We were blessed to have two boys, Gavin and David. That's Gavin Riley from Virgin Media, by the way. He's only 38. Tell Mary I love her very much, says Dom. Ah, that's nice, Dom. She's your uptown girl, Dom. We dedicate this one on Valentine's Day to Dom and Mary. We're remembering 1983 through news and music. OMG! 42 years ago, I got asked about Shergar and the Irish Oral, and we hadn't prepared anything for it. Shout out to Leaving Cert Class of 1983, Dominican College Wicklow. Happy years, says Marade. Now, in doing our research for today, we happened upon a lovely interview with two young men, two very successful men, a 23-year-old and a 35-year-old. The 23-year-old, his name, Bono. 35-year-old, his name, Pat Kenny. Yes.
How did you get into the business? Was it at the 14 you wanted to do this and in your heart of hearts you had this burning ambition to make it?
Well, I don't think I'd be very good at anything else, you know. That's what I've probably decided. I suppose I didn't live in the US, so I couldn't be president. all the childish ambitions you have, you know, driving fire brigade and whatever it is, but I didn't really have any of those. I did want to sing in a group, even though I couldn't sing or play. And that's probably what makes our ambition in U2 Extraordinary is that this group formed before we could play any musical instruments.
Speed is one from U2. I was at a concert in Phoenix Park, 1983. Lineup included Eurythmics, Jim Kerr, Simple Minds, followed by U2. What a lineup on a beautiful summer's evening. Got Minibus back to List All. It was a cracker of a day. Not a wisp of cloud in the sky. I remember because I got the head burnt off myself. Yeah, and Bono did his thing. He climbed up on the speaker stack. Great concert. Supermarket boss Don Tidy was kidnapped on 24th of November 1983 after 23 days in captivity. The release of Tidy was a success, yet shrouded in tragedy because during the rescue his captor shot dead Private Patrick Kelly and recruit guard Gary Sheehan. This report about Quinsworth putting a video in all their stores to plead with the public to help them out on the return of the kidnapped Don Tidy. The report by Charlie Bird.
The video appealing for information about Don Tidy was placed in about 70 Quinsworth stores around the country at the weekend. On it, Mr. Richard Reeves, the managing director of the group, asked customers to help in the search for Mr. Tidy, who's been kidnapped now for nearly 12 days.
If anybody who's watching now knows anything or knows somebody or something which could be a benefit to the Gardaí in their search for Mr. Tidy, however insignificant or trivial, I appeal to them, and Andrew, Alistair and Susan appeal to them, to pass this information on to the manager of your store or your local Garda station.
Quinsworth management say there's been a fantastic response from their customers to the three-minute video. They hope that the videos seen by thousands of their customers every day will help in the search for Mr. Tidy and may eventually bring the break that everyone's hoping for.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired. Listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Eclipse of the heart.
Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. The Eighth Amendment was inserted into the Constitution after referendum in 1983. The amendment guaranteed to protect, as far as practicable, the equal right to life of the unborn and the mother. It prohibits abortion in almost all cases. In this report, before the referendum took place, Jim Fahey interviewed people outside a church in Galway about how they intended to vote in the upcoming referendum.
Well, I am voting yes anyway.
And so am I. I am voting yes.
I think it's a waste of money, in especially when there's so much unemployment in the country, number one. And secondly, I think that the days of the clergy dictating how people should vote is gone, because it's up to the people themselves to make up their mind, and they shouldn't be swayed either way, you know. So I think it's a matter of conscience.
Well, I think you should never be.
How will you vote?
Well, I'd probably vote yes, though. Yeah. Because I'd be afraid of what would happen if it went the other way.
Well, at the moment, I have my mind made up anyway. That's that I'm going to vote no. And you can see the condition I am in at the moment, so I'm expecting a baby. And for that reason, I feel that my own rights would be inhibited if the yes vote goes through.
Again. That was the number one from 1983. The music from Glen Rose still sends shivers down my spine. It was a real sign the weekend was over. Ah. Hi to all the gang who entered Carysfort College of Education in September of 1983 from Tommy. Another number one for Maggie Riley and Mike Oldfield, Moonlight Shadow. Myself and my future husband were in Rimini in Italy when Eamon Coughlin won. Such excitement. We saw it on Italian TV, complete with Italian commentary. Happy days, says Andrea O'Reilly. Tracy Ullman. You know Tracy Ullman? Actor, funny person, and singer. She had a hit with They Don't Know. Tracy Ullman. She went over to America and became hugely successful in the other direction. On July 5th, 1983, United States Vice President George Bush, accompanied by his wife Barbara, paid a 22-hour visit to Ireland as part of his European tour. 1,000 people gathered at the US Embassy in Ball's Bridge to protest against America's foreign policy. And again, Charlie Bird with this report.
On his arrival at Dublin Castle for the main function of the day, his meeting with the Taoiseach Dr. Fitzgerald, Mr. Bush's motorcade was yet again jeered by a small group of people. But as the Vice President's bulletproof car sped through the castle gates, it's doubtful if he really noticed the small group of protesters. Then, after his three-hour session in Dublin Castle, Mr. Bush's motorcade was off to Dublin Airport on its final journey of this 22-hour visit to Ireland. And for the countless American security agents who accompanied Mr. Bush and the hundreds of Gardaí and special branch officers detailed to the visit, the weeks of planning were over. From a security point of view, the whole operation had gone off without the slightest hitch.
By the look in your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for
I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
Paul Young had a number one with that one. I was 16, loving life. All the music, sending Valentine's cards in the post, like all my friends, to the lads we fancied, and hoping that we got one back. That's Sinead. Oh, yeah. I was 15, 1983. I know every single one of those songs and all the words. I'm dancing around the kitchen. That's Emer. Enjoy this one, Emer. Another number one from The Police. Every breath you take.
Every breath you take.
Thanks, Sting! Thanks, Boy George and Culture Club. Hello, Elton John. And he's still standing. Yeah. Big hit for him back in 1983. Let's say goodbye to 1983. 1983 memories. When you played Glory at the start there, I was 10. And it reminded me of dancing around to Flashdance in my leg warmers. That's Caroline. Great memories. Rock the Boat, I remember it fondly, but more recently, away with a group from our choir and a party started, called for us to hit the floor for the same tune. However, getting on the floor and back up, it didn't come as easy. 42 years on, says Bernie, yeah? You want to be careful. There's a couple of bits we didn't get to. We might just pepper them in between now and 4:30, but for the moment, it was a great year for music. Great year for music. Goodbye for the moment. 1983.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.